This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the White House Monday evening after 72 hours of hospitalization for COVID-19. He climbed the steps of the South Portico, standing on the Truman balcony, where he removed his mask, gave a double thumbs-up gesture, and saluted the Marine One helicopter as it prepared to take off from the South Lawn. Mr. Trump's re-election campaign said the Republican president, trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in the polls, plans to participate in the October 15th second debate against the Democratic Party nominee. The president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters Monday, quote, though he may not be entirely out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Before leaving the hospital, the president tweeted, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." He added that he felt better than he had 20 years ago. The president is taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. He's also taking a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. Dr. Conley declined to answer a question about the state of the president's lungs, citing patient confidentiality. President Trump and his challenger Biden were about 4 meters apart on a debate stage last Tuesday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests at least 2 meters apart for social distancing purposes. Biden's campaign says the former vice president tested negative Friday for coronavirus. A test on Sunday was also negative. The coronavirus has killed 210,000 people in the United States. This is VOA News.